Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The V-Report. It is your girl, Nora Natish, and I am back. I will tell you guys why I was out. So here's what happened. So your girl, Nora Natish, has the worst allergies ever, y'all. Ever. My allergies beat me up every single year. The spring is literally the time I just struggle. Like, I am always super nasally. I am naturally not a nasally person, against popular opinion. I am not a nasally person. But during allergy season, I am super nasally. I am exhausted. I am sneezing. I am just a hot disaster. So, after my birthday, pretty much, I was pretty much okay that week. And then, boom, like the first week of May. Well, actually, no, that was last week of April, it was just my sinuses were kicking my butt. And as some of you guys know, that your girl be struggling sometimes with technology, because I be having random things happen, such as my Ethernet cord don't want to work after she just bought one. And then I will have issues connecting with StreamYard, like you guys saw I was out last week also on the MTMV live show. It's just been a whole lot going on with technology, plus allergies, plus all equals a very frustrated Venora and a sick Venora. So that's not a vibe for me. Not a vibe. But I am much better now. I am more pissed off because I recorded this episode already, guys. So it's a quick story. I recorded this whole episode at 4:30 in the morning, Wednesday morning, for it to not want to sync over so that it can be published. It made me so mad, y'all. Like, so mad. Because I spent all this time putting it together. And it was actually a really fire episode when I was listening to the pieces, because it got ended up breaking into pieces. It was a whole thing. But I fixed that problem as well. So your girl is back. And now you'll get the episode on Thursday, when it was a perfect Wednesday episode. So since I'm going to talk about Wednesday real quick again, because it was my niece's 16th birthday. Happy 16th birthday, Adina. I love my niece. She's so sweet. As you guys know, I have a lot of nieces and nephews, but she is the second oldest niece. So definitely wanted to shout out her on her 16th birthday, which was yesterday when y'all hearing this, but while I'm recording, it's still Wednesday. I was very, very... just wanted to just take a moment to just share how much I just love this kid. This kid's amazing. And I just want her to feel special on her special day. I'm very emotional about it because she's 16. Your girl now is 30. It's a whole lot of ages going on here. It's crazy. And it's in the middle of graduation season. My best friend, one of my best friends from college, she graduated pharmacy school, so now she is now known as Dr. Ashley Moss. It's there, Ashley Moss. So shout out to Ashley, congratulations for becoming Doctor of Pharmacy and now being considered Dr. Ashley Moss. My cousins are graduating this weekend. One's graduating Spelman, whoop, whoop, HBCU. Her sister's actually graduating from USC, getting her MBA. Welcome to Team MBA's cousin. So that's all this amazing things happening. I got preschool graduation coming up in the preschool graduation coming up in literally a few weeks, and kindergarten graduation, my god sister's engagement party. So I got a lot to celebrate. So your girl gotta get healthy, right? And I got these episodes out way faster, but letting y'all know, your girl has been moving and making things happen, though. It's been a lot of emotions. I'm going to get to it because it's May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. And at the end of the episode, I'm going to give you guys a mental health tip. I really am going to start keep on incorporating the mental health thing into these segments, into this show. I know that some people have been saying, oh, it's both about sports. Why am I talking about mental health? It's important because it's important and it affects all us every single day. So, but now let's get to some sports, right? NBA playoffs. Okay. I was so upset because last week I saw some of the best basketball games I've seen in a minute. And I was on the edge of my seat, hollering and screaming. However, I didn't have a V-report because of my sickness. Well, not, I count bad, because of allergies. It wasn't even a sickness, because of allergies make me think I am literally sick, and I'm not sick. I'm literally just going through allergies. And I just also saw part of the craziest, yes, guys, we're talking about the hockey game, Rangers versus Pelicans game ever. Triple overtime. Ugh, for the Rangers to lose. Goodness. But that happened already. We already moved past it. We already got to a whole, we're already in literally game five of that series. We're going to game five of that series. So there's no point even talking about it. So we're going to go right to basketball. So as you guys know, pause for basketball. Shout out to the mamas. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there and all of the women who have raised children that maybe not have been theirs, who have lost their child, because you're still a mother at the end of the day, you're still a mother. All those who are struggling mothers. I'm all those people that are out there that have nurtured and loved and poured into a child that identifies female. Happy Mother's Day to all of you. You all matter and you're all so necessary. I did not celebrate Mother's Day. Not because I don't have a mom. You guys all know that. I have a mom. You know, you guys know I love my mom. I have two moms. And I love them dearly. Just did not fit into the vibe. Which is weird because I normally over-celebrate Mother's Day. Even before I lost my mom, I would always over-celebrate it. She would be treated like a queen. Like, ridiculously treated like a queen. But this year, I didn't even post. I didn't post on social media. I text my aunts, my sister, my cousins, in-laws. That was about it. I did not pour the energy in. It was zero energy to pour in, and it was zero energy return. But doesn't mean I don't think mothers are valuable and they should be honored. So I wanted to definitely take this time to say Happy Mother's Day to all those amazing moms and make sure that they know they are honored and they are loved and they are so necessary to life. They're so necessary. A mother's love is like something that's so deep and so pure, especially when it's true. It's so pure and it's like the best feeling in the world. So I definitely want to Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Happy Mother's Day to all the women, all the mothers that in my life, all the ones that all my friends and family members that are mothers. Happy Mother's Day to you guys. So speaking of moms, on Mother's Day, we had some drama in Dallas because the Mavericks and Sun game. So what I heard was something happened that involved Chris Paul's mom. Maybe she was pushed or something, or someone put their hands on her. I don't think they punched her or anything like that, but I think it was more like a push or shove. Chris Paul saw it, and it was on Pop Man. And also, his wife was also either pushed or shoved or something like that as well. The fan that did it was sent out of the arena, turned to a big outpour. People were like, why is Chris Paul acting like this? He needs to stay calm. You can be professional. One thing I can promise you all right now, if my mom was still here and somebody even talked to her wrong, I am coming crazy. I am playing it crazy and I'm going to act the fool. Quick story. At church, I ain't gonna hold y'all, I was at church. A girl that I'm not really that cool no more. It ain't cool. She said something slick out her mouth to my mom. So my mom hits me up and was like, I don't live in New York. So she was like, hey, are you and so-and-so still friends? Because she said something slick out her mouth. I said, what she said to you? And she told me what she said. And I was like, "Whoop, hold up." And then I said, well, let me talk to her. She was just like, well, nah, she's gone now. I said, okay, well, you know what? Next time I come up, we're going to go to that church. Because what you're not going to do is talk to her slick. And then I did run into her again. And she, I'll tell y'all, it was like months later. Like, it was months later. But I don't forget. Like, I don't care what the conversation was about. You come slick at her. Now you got a problem with me. Instantly. There is no... And she's like, oh, that happened months ago. I said, I don't care, but I want the fade now. Like, that's how it is with me. You know, I do not play about my mom. I didn't play about it at all. And so I don't want to talk to her crazy. Talk about her crazy to me. You and I got a problem. We officially got a problem. So I understand where Chris Paul was coming from. And his, and according to what I was hearing and what I read, his wife also pushed. Push my husband. I am married, but push my husband to see what happens. Push my husband to see what happens. That's all I'm going to say. Because if you think I'm not going to play it crazy, y'all got another thing coming. I am not that person. I may come off real calm, which I am a very calm and peaceful person. But take me there. Take me to her. That girl right there ain't peaceful. She ain't cool. And she ain't calm. She will come at you crazy. So I understand what Chris Paul is. I've actually interacted with Chris Paul a few times. He's always very, very friendly, very nice. I've never seen him actually angry about anything, but people like that who are very friendly, very nice, very warm, welcoming, when they do get angry, it's a pretty good reason. And you putting your hands on my mama, on my wife, it's a great reason for that person to be upset. However, the Suns actually end up losing to the Mavericks 101-110. The game leader for that was Devin Booker. He had 35 points, shot 10 out of 22 from the field, completed 12 out of 13 of his free throws, while Luka Doncic, who also won the MVP. Everybody thought it was going to be Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid definitely fumbled that. We'll get to that. But Luka, congratulations for being this year's MVP. He had 26 points, shot 9 out of 25 from the field, completed 7 out of 8 of his free throws. Our leaders in rebounds is DeAndre Ayton with 11 rebounds and Darian Finney-Smith with 8. Devin Booker also led with assists with 7 assists, while Luka led with 11. The Heat took on the 76ers. And the Heat lost in Philly, 108-116. Jimmy Butler, he had 40 points, shot 13 out of 20 from the field, completed 12 out of 13 of his free throws. While James Harden had 31 points, shot 8 out of 18 from the field, completed 9 out of 10 of his free throws. Tyler Hero led it with rebounds with 10 rebounds, while Joel Embiid had 11. And Kyle Lowry had 7 assists, while James Harden had 9. Our Monday games. This was crazy. We had the Celtics versus the Bucks. The Celtics beat the Bucks 116-108, tying that series 2-2. The Grizzlies fell to the Warriors 98-101. My boy Ja Morant was not in this game. Letting y'all know right now, I like me some Ja Morant. I'm a fan. He done got my attention. It's taken for life. I'm here. I like the kid. I like his vibe. I love his dad. I love everything this kid is bringing to the game of basketball. Those two games, the Bucks and the Celtics and the Grizzlies and the Warriors, have been such an aggressive series, which is, to me personally, I felt like this was the two best series I've seen in basketball in a while. I am literally glued to my seat for most of the games because they're just electrifying. They're enjoyable to watch. It's great basketball. Crazy injuries. You know, I hate watching people get hurt, but it just like adds to like that old feel of basketball where people used to really get into it. And it feels good to watch it. And like, I am really enjoying it. The entire series I've been enjoying. Let's get to it. So now we're on to our Tuesday game. We have the 76ers versus the Heat. The 76ers fell to the Heat 85-120. The Mavericks fell to the Suns 180 to 110. So right now, Phoenix is in the lead, the 3-2, while Miami leads the series 3-2 as well. So that's what's going on in those two games. We had some crazy nail biter games that took place Wednesday, which now I'm happy that we actually are talking about it because these games were amazing. So the Bucks beat the Celtics 110 to 107. All right, Milwaukee leads the series 3-2, but let's get to our game leaders, okay? Giannis, he put up 40 points. Everyone was saying Giannis was not playing really good this series, this playoffs, but he put up 40 points today, okay? Shot 16 out of 27 from the field, completed 6 out of 10 of his free throws, while Jason Tatum had 34 points, shot 12 out of 29 from the field, completed 8 out of 9 of his free throws. Bobby Portis had 15 rebounds, while Jaylen Brown had 8. Drew Holiday had 8 assists, while Jaylen Brown had 6. And then we all, I ain't gonna hold y'all, I was getting a little anxious because the way the Warriors came back in on the game on Monday, I was like, oof, man, the Grizzlies might have to pack it up, might be over. However, it's not. The Grizzlies handled business today, okay? The Warriors fell to the Grizzlies 95 to 134. Our game leaders for this game is Klay Thompson with 19 points, shot 7 out of 12 from the field, completed 2 out of 2 of his free throws, while Jaren Jackson Jr. had 21 points, shot 6 out of 10 from the field, completed 5 out of 6 of his free throws. Draymond Green has 7 rebounds, while Steven Adams had 13. Draymond Green also led with assists with 5 assists, while Tyus Jones had 9. So, my guy's still not in, man. I'm a little bit sad about that. I'm hoping that knee heals up because I'm really getting nervous about that because I will sit here right now and say, everybody who's not a Grizzlies fan, like an actual Grizzlies fan, we did not take the Grizzlies seriously. We look at them as a young team. That was all we saw. But we didn't see that these are the young team that has the mindset of an older team, but has the aggression of a young team. The way the Grizzlies play is so aggressive and it's so quick basketball. It's boom, 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 boom. That's how they play. And that's why they have actually been in the playoffs 2 years in the running, because they took time to rebuild that team and put that team together so they can be where they are today. And I appreciate that type of mindset when you're building up your franchise. You need to make sure you got players that bring a different feel to basketball. And to me, they just bring that raunchy, that raw feel to basketball. And I really enjoy them. I really enjoy watching them. And it feels good. I think the Grizzlies matching up with the Warriors is perfect because people are saying the Warriors are an older team, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to sit here and let y'all sit here and tell me that the Warriors are old. Klay Thompson's not old. He's 32 years old. And what you ain't going to do is tell him he's old, okay? Because that means calling me old. We ain't going to do that. We don't do that here. Steph Curry's 34. Jonathan, Kaminga is 19. Like, let's be real here. Draymond, yes, Draymond's 32. They're not old. They're just older compared to, of course, the Grizzlies. You know, the Grizzlies are young. They're young. But it just, you see that great clash between the different styles of basketball because of a young team versus an older, more mature team. You see how this can, people said on today on the MTNV last show that the Grizzlies are going to lose tonight against Golden State. However, they blew them out the park. They did that. People were like, oh, well, they're trying to extend it to game six, whatever. We don't know what's going to happen on game six. What happens if the Grizzlies shock you again? We go to a game seven. That means we're going to wear out a Golden State team because they still have to probably most likely play Phoenix. I don't know if Golden State is leaving, though it's coming out of the West as the Western Conference Finals. I just don't know. But what I can say is that we still got some more of this amazing series, and I can't wait. So our upcoming games, we have Thursday. Well, after you listen to your V report, you can catch at 7 o'clock on ESPN, the Heat versus the 76ers. At 9:30 p.m. you catch on ESPN, you catch the Suns versus the Mavericks. On Friday, you will be catching the Celtics versus the Bucks at 7:30 on ESPN. And at 10 o'clock on ESPN, you catch the Grizzlies versus the Warriors back in Golden State. That's going to be a rough game. But we will talk about it next week and we'll go over it and we'll see how it is. I'm going to do my episode a little different today because I want to make sure I talk about the Rangers. So I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all that I watch a lot of hockey. I'm not going to do that. Now, I played field hockey. Yes, that's all true. I did play field hockey. And I was very, 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 very good at it. However, I'm a New Yorker. We all know this. I don't care. I don't live there. I haven't lived there in 7 years. But I grew up my whole life there. I am a New York sports girl. Y'all know my past, about football. I don't care. I'm talking about y'all today. Those that y'all know me today, I'm a Giants fan. I'm a Giants girl. I've always been a die-hard Yankees and Knicks girl. I like the Liberty. I've always been a fan. I got to see a few games personally in person, which is great. I like the Raiders. I like their vibe. I like their colors better. So I gravitated to them easily. Also, my first professional hockey game was a Rangers game. So just, again, makes sense. Just the natural New York connection. So right now, the Rangers are in the playoffs for hockey. They have been battling it to the end with the Penguins. The Penguins, right now, they actually are leading the for the first round of the playoffs. They're ahead by one game. They're going to after game five today. The Rangers had to win today, so they were able to go to game five because they actually been struggling because they've been some really competitive games. However, today the Rangers did beat the Penguins 5-3, making it so that we can extend this series to go to at least game six. By the way, I can tell you right now when game six is. I'm on the top of the Rangers. Again, I am not going to sit here and lie to you guys as if I know hockey. Not going to do that. We're just not going to fake it. I'm not going to fake it for y'all. I'm going to be real with you. Always got to keep it real. The next game will be Friday at 7 o'clock on TNT. So that'll be the Rangers versus the Penguins. That's what it is. They're going to be in Pittsburgh. So, boom. That's what happens. So we'll see if the Rangers can pull it out. That means they're going to game seven. And that has been a crazy series. And I'm going to keep it real, y'all. Again, I was able to catch a few pieces of these games. I was like, dang, hockey got real interesting again. Because the Rangers, again, I'm only going to watch my team. The Rangers really were giving a great show. And just how aggressive their defense is. It's been amazing to watch. So when we come back, we're going to get to the WNBA. And then we're going to end our podcast talking about the best franchise in sports history. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. Again, if you're so interested in starting your own podcast but don't know where to turn, don't know what to do, go on and download Anchor. The Anchor app is the best app to create your podcast. You want to know why? Here's why. Because on Anchor, you are able to record your podcast, edit your podcast, add effects to your podcast, add sounds to your podcast, and publish it all in the same application. And once you publish your podcast, it goes to a variety of different podcast generators, such as Apple, Spotify, and Anchor themselves. And I'm leaving out the best because I'm keeping it for last. Anchor is free, so you can make your podcast dreams come true for free. All you have to do is start talking, baby. And on Anchor, it's all done for you. And then you are able to take that podcast and take it anywhere you want from just recording it on your Anchor app. So if you're ready to make your podcast dreams come true, head on there and download Anchor from anchor.com to make that dream a reality. Well, guys, we're talking about some more basketball because that's what it is right now. So the WNBA started, kicked off their 2022 season on Friday, May 6th. And let me tell y'all how that Friday went. The Fever beat the Mystics 70-84. The Sparks beat the Sky 98-91 in overtime. The Aces beat the Mercury 106-88. The Lynx fell to the Storm 74-97. So, some exciting news for New York Liberty fans. Sabrina's back. I'm not even gonna try to butcher her last name. I sports system too much to do that. But I'm so excited she's back because she showed out on Saturday against the Sun. So the Sun fell to the Liberty 79-81. And here's why. Because Sabrina had 25 points, shot 10 out of 18 from the field, completed 2 out of 2 for free throws. While Alyssa Thomas had 25 points as well, shot 10 out of 16 from the field, completed 5 out of 9 of her free throws. Alyssa Thomas also led in rebounds with 7 rebounds, while Natasha Howard had 6. Heidman had 6 assists, while Sabrina had 6. Our second game was the Dream versus the Wings. The Dream beat the Wings 66-59. Our game leaders are for Atlanta. Ryan Howard with 16 points, shot 4 out of 15 from the field, completed 4 out of 5 from free throws. While Marina Mabry had 20 points, shot 8 out of 16 from the field, completed 1 out of 4 of her free throws. Monique Billings had 14 rebounds, while Alicia Gray had 9. Ryan Howard had 4 assists, while Alicia Gray had 2. Our Sunday games, the Sparks beat the Fever 87-77. Our game leaders from this game are the following. Liz Cambage with 22 points, shot 8 out of 17 from the field, 8 out of 11 from the field, completed 6 out of 6 of her free throws. Goodness, y'all. Her eye going, see? Destiny Henderson had 19 points, shot 6 out of 13 from the field, completed 4 out of 6 of her free throws. Liz Cambage also led in rebounds with 11 rebounds, while Nalisa Smith had 9. And Jordan Canada had 6 assists, while Kelsey Mitchell had 7. The Mystics beat the Lynx 78-66. Our game leaders for this game were the following. We have Ariel Atkins for Washington with 20 points, shot 6 out of 17 from the field, completed 7 out of 7 of her free throws, while Jessica Shepherd had 16 points, shot 6 out of 12 from the field, completed 2 out of 2 of her free throws. Shakira Austin had 10 rebounds, while Jessica Shepherd had 12. Jessica Shepherd ran that board with even led with assists with 4 assists while Natasha Cloud had 6. The Storm fell to the Aces 74-85. Our game leaders for that was Brianna Stewart with 21 points for Seattle. She shot 8 out of 19 from the field. Sorry, she shot 8 out of 19 from the field, completed 2 out of 2 for free throws, while Aja Wilson had 20 points, shot 8 out of 14 from the field, completed 3 out of 5 of her free throws. Brianna Stewart also led in rebounds with 8, while Darika Hamby had 19 rebounds. Goodness gracious. Sue Bird had 7 assists, while Kelsey Plum had 7. For Tuesday, our Aces fell to the Mystics 76-89. Our game leaders for this are Jackie Young with 19 points, shot 7 out of 16 from the field, completed 5 out of 6 of her free throws, while Elena Deladon had 19 points, shot 5 out of 11 from the field, completed 8 out of 8 of her free throws. Aja Wilson had 11 rebounds, while Maisha Hines-Allen had 8. Kelsey Gray had 5 assists, while Maisha Hines-Allen had 8. The Lynx fell to the Fever 76-82. Our game leaders were Sylvia Flowers from Minnesota with 26 points, shot 12 out of 17 from the field, completed 2 out of 4 of free throws. Kelsey Mitchell had 26 points, shot 9 out of 16 from the field, completed 4 out of 4 of her free throws. Sylvia Flowers also had 14 rebounds, while Queen Ibu had 8. Jessica Shepherd had 9 assists, while Crystal Dangerfield had 6. So, our Wednesday rundown. We're just going to give you all the rundown real quick. We had the Sparks fell to the Dream 75-77. The Liberty fell to the Sky 50-83. The Storm fell to the Mercury 77-97. So, these are the games that are coming up. We're going straight to Friday. Friday at 7 o'clock, you can catch the Wings versus the Mystics. At 7:30, you can catch the Aces versus the Dream. And at 8 o'clock on Twitter, you can catch the Fever versus the Liberty. On Saturday, you can catch the Mercury versus the Storm on ABC at 3 p.m. At 7 o'clock on Facebook, you can catch the Sparks versus the Sun. At 8 o'clock on NBA TV, you can catch the Sky versus the Lynx. In your Sunday games, you can catch the Wings versus the Liberty at 2 p.m. and the Dream versus the Fever at 3 p.m. on Prime Video. So, that is our WNBA update. Been a great kickoff to the new season. And we've got nowhere to go up from here. All right? So, what we're going to talk about really before we get to our mental health tip of a moment for the day. My Yankees swept the Blue Jays. The series officially ended today where the Yankees beat the Blue Jays 5-3. Currently in the MLB, the best ranked team is those New York Yankees. Yes, my Yankees are officially number one right now. Yes, it's still early. I'm aware. Yes, things can happen. I'm aware. However, I'm going to brag when I can because I guess it's not a baseball podcast, but I will talk about my Yankees every chance I get. Judge has been handling business. I've been seeing home runs here, home runs there. Feels good. Giancarlo Stanton. Just knocking them balls out the park. It's just been great seeing my Yankees how they're playing right now. But then again, Yankee fans all know. We all know that things will slow up soon. However, right now, it just feels good to talk about it. I'm not even going to hold y'all. It feels good talking about my Yankees. Our current record at this point, especially if technology will let me show you. Our Yankees' current record now is 22-8, which is the best record as of this moment, at this moment in the league. Right under them, right under the Yankees, is the Angels, the LA Angels. So with 21-12. So we got that going on. Yankees will be going to be back in action literally tomorrow, where they will be heading to play the White Sox. So they'll be playing the White Sox tomorrow at 8:10 p.m. Yankee fans also be back. We're back in action on Friday at 8:10 p.m. against the White Sox. Saturday, we are still playing the White Sox, and we are we're still over there. So we'll be still playing the White Sox on Saturday at 7:10 p.m. And on Sunday, the whole series is going to be away. We'll be playing them at 2:10 p.m. So your Yankees will be away for a bit, but we'll be back. They'll be back in town for May 20th. So it's all not all bad ends well. No, y'all know what I'm trying to say. It's not a bad thing. They're on the way. They'll be back home soon. The Bronx, they'll be back soon. Okay. So I just wanted to definitely bring those two things up again. Your girl's not gonna try to flex like she is a baseball girl. Like she knows how to talk baseball to y'all. I'm not gonna fake it. But I just wanted to share that with you guys. And I want to share the Penguins and Rangers series with you as well. So it is time where we're gonna talk quickly about mental health. So as you guys know, my foundation, which is the VL Foundation, we actually work with children who have lost or been abandoned by their parents. So that's a stigma that people don't focus in too much on. Yes, trauma. Yes, a lot. Unfortunately, our kids are exposed to way more trauma than they ever should be. However, we're in a great place in this world now where we have outlets where we can go to. And we just pray that those outlets stay positive, because when you are dealing with trauma, adding more pain to trauma will just make everything worse. It just makes everything more heightened. Everything's more radical. Everything's more angry. Everything is more, it's more. So what I want to say here, what I'm really excited about, is I get the chance to just bring down that energy. The more everything is growing, I want it to slow down. So my mental health tip for this week, and this is something I struggle with greatly. So I'm being very transparent right now. Something I deeply struggle with. Learning to say no. So I am a yes person. I'm not going to lie to you guys. And I can tell you how. Nora, we need you to write this article. Yes. Nora, we need you to go cover this story. Yes. Nora, we need you to go take this downtown. Yes, yes. I'm always saying yes. I'm always there to help. I'm always there to make something easier for somebody else. But I don't do that for myself. I'm writing an article when I'm supposed to be writing a paper. Now, I struggled that with, especially in school. Like when I was in school last year, guys, real open and transparent, I was writing a lot. I was in business school. I was getting my MBA. I was writing a lot in school, and I was writing a lot on freelance on the side. I was writing at that time for several different websites and everything, and I was really running myself to the end. I felt like I was exhausted all the time. But I kept saying, yes, I'll take it on. Yes, I'll take it on, because I wanted to see other people's dreams come true. Other people wanted their websites to grow. who am I to not get those articles out when that brings more traction to your website, which means that brings more attention to you. Like, that's what you want. However, I didn't do what I needed. I didn't care about my wants and needs. I didn't want to stay up until 4 a.m. working and then having to log in to literally work on Teams at home at 8:30. Because my job didn't play that about that. Like, I had to be logged in. They need to see that I was not asleep, that I'm on here. Not going to hold y'all. You know, things happen. But still, I had to make sure I was logged in. It was like, get yourself logged in. Be on time. Be checking your email. Because that means you ain't working. That means you're getting paid. And I can't afford to not get paid. Okay? I struggle with saying no, because I'm not good at letting people down. I am the friend that doesn't let you down. I'm the friend that shows up at the last beckoning second. Even though that me show up the last beckoning second means I have taken everything for myself. I take from my savings. I take, people like this take from themselves all the time. I give others my last, while they enjoy their first and my last. I don't think much about what I need in any kind of capacity. And as I'm saying this to you guys, don't be like me. Be able to tell people, no, I can't do that. No. I don't have time to do that. No, I don't want to do that. Because there's a difference between being rude and choosing you. And I think that's something that me personally, when I was growing up, that wasn't clear. It was like, if you're not there for these people, you're foul, you don't love them, you're a piece of crap, yada, yada, yada. And I sit here excited for so many amazing people in my life as they're going through their graduation season. And I literally remember, and this is private, but I will share with you guys, because the thing is, at the end of the day, it's the truth of the truth. I graduated with my MBA last year. As you guys also know, that was the first degree, first certificate, first anything I did on this planet without my grandmother and my mom there, or even knowing about it. I will tell you guys, that was the most painful day. And everybody was asking, what do you want to do on your graduation? I personally was going to put on my cap and gown, take a few selfies, and go back to bed. I wasn't even going to watch it. I was like, why bother? And that same day, I found out that most of my family was celebrating somebody else in a different location I wasn't invited. Now, these are the same people I say yes to for everything. Yes, I'll be there. Yes, I'll do that. Yes, I'll watch your children. Yes, I'll change the diaper. Yes, I'll clean the kitchen. Yes, I'll do this. Yes, I'll do that. Yes, I'll help you upstairs. Yes, I'll help you find your clothes. Yes, I'll help you find your shoe that you threw a while ago. And none of them watched the graduation. None of them was present for my graduation. Now, yes, graduation was at home, you guys know, because of COVID, but they were all together somewhere else, having a ball. They had the best time. They told me all about it, how much fun it was, and how they got to just celebrate and have a good old time. Not one of them even all invited me. But worst comes to worst, was I did all that for them and put all this attention to them and trying to rebuild with them, and they all told me no. And I never experienced stuff like that. Like, I never look at it that way, because I'm a yes person. I just naturally say yes. I'll be there. Yes, I'll make it happen. Yes, I will move heaven and hell to get there. And I want to tell you guys to don't be like that. Sometimes pick you and just say no. Because that's what they did. That was a very important lesson. They were like, be there for your graduation, or I mean, most of them didn't act like they didn't know I was graduating, so it didn't even matter. That didn't make a difference. But they decided what they wanted to do. When it was support me, they said, no, I want to go party. I want to go party in Florida. Which they didn't, and they all had a great time, and I had a great graduation. It was, you know, bing, bada, boom, everyone had a good time. But like, that, like, it's been funny. When you start saying no, you also get to start seeing how people really feel about you. And that has been its own journey. And during this mental health season, I really challenge you to start saying no. If you are a yes man like me, you're someone that's constantly showing up for others, but people are constantly not showing up for you, it's time to start saying no, sweetie. And the more times you say no, the angrier they'll get, but the more you get to see. So this is where I sit with you. You start to see those different things, and that will stop making you think something's wrong in your mental. Like, did I do something? No, you just finally changed the formula. And like Bishop TJ said, sometimes people that leave your life, that is the blessing. So during Mental Health Awareness Month, during this week, start saying no. And start looking into the power of saying no. Because saying no is very powerful. Because you're finally putting the person that is getting thrown to the side to them the most to the front, which is yourself. So guys, that is my mental health segment of the day. Again, learn to say no. That's the segment. So that is it. That's the end of the show. Thank you guys for, again, as always, tuning in each and every week to listen to me talk about what I love, which is sports and now mental health. And again, we are still in a pandemic, even though it's been words used differently. But again, COVID virus is still here. So if you are around people, please continue to wear your mask. And let's, I was not a federal mandate anymore, but I'm going to stay and tell you, I keep it real with y'all. Don't walk around these buses and trains and planes with no mask. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Trust your girl on that. Do not do it, because you're putting yourself at risk, especially if you're not vaccinated. You're putting yourself at very high risk, and COVID is still a monster. It's a monster. So just please, continue to take care of yourselves. Continue to make very wise decisions, please. Well, until next time, you guys continue to take care of yourselves. Stay blessed. Stay happy. And now learn to say no. Take care. Bye.